remember, I remember when I lost my mind. There was something so pleasant about that place. Even your emotions have an echo in so much space. And when you're out there without care, yeah, I was out of.
You know what makes me crazy? Unelected billionaires seemingly are determining American public policy and tax policy. Makes me a little crazy. Folks, my name's Maggie Dawn. You're listening to The Maggie Dawn Show here on the Civic Media Radio Network. Got a great guest this half hour. Her name is Laura Rodriguez. Maybe I can get my mouth to work today. She is the VP of Government Affairs at the Center for American Progress Action Fund. We've been talking about the fact that we've got a new Congress, 119th Congress. Mike Johnson squeaked out another election as the Speaker of the House of Representatives, razor-thin margins for the GOP majority in the House, fairly thin margins in the Senate. But when we stand back and look at the big policy fights that we know are going to basically commence nearly immediately after Donald Trump is sworn in on January 20th, it's about fiscal policy, meaning tax policy, as well as where are we going to invest our tax dollars in terms of the next federal budget. Budgets are expressions of values. Tax cuts are an expression of a value. And when we zoom way out, whatever you may think about what tax policy should look like, it, to me, raises all kinds of, I'll be candid, conflict of interest flags when Donald Trump's cabinet is dominated by the wealthiest of the wealthy, more billionaires than ever in American history will be part of Donald Trump's cabinet. A guy who's got over $15 billion in federal contracts is supposedly supposed to be looking into government efficiency. Of course, that's Elon Musk. Laura, what's your view? What's the view of the Center for American Progress Action Fund? When we look at the fact that, okay, the biggest issue right out of the box is going to be tax cuts for whom and at what level, and all of seemingly the top leadership or the vast majority of the top leadership in Donald Trump's next administration are the people that stand to gain the very most from these tax cuts. What should people be keeping an eye on?
Well, you don't have to look much further than the mid-December when the government had to be funded, right? Mm. And they had a deal. It was bipartisan. It had been agreed upon. And Elon Musk makes takes his opinion out into the world, convinces Donald Trump, this is a terrible deal. This is crazy. And just like that, the deal evaporated and they had to, start all over again. It wound up similar to the original, but the chaos that comes from that. And think about the power of, like you said, this multi billionaire, who all he has to do is give his opinion and it completely shakes up the entire government. He could have shut it down. And that's what we are looking at right now. We're looking at people in positions of power as ambassadors to countries where we're going to see, we'll see what they do with that. And but they have no experience, right? They're donors. And they get a cushy, position being ambassador to France or wherever.
Of course, you're speaking of Donald Trump's son-in-law's father, a convicted felon becoming ambassador to France, Charles Kushner. Correct.
Yes, I knew France came to me for a reason. Mm-hmm. But then you look at somebody like Carrie Lake, who's going to be in charge of Voice for America, which is our communication with other countries. It's the way that we try to establish and spread democracy around the world. We can only imagine what Carrie Lake's version of that will be. So I think folks need to pay really close attention to how this is going to affect us in our perception of Americans around the world. But also, again, they said they were fighting for you, the middle class. You are supposed to reap the benefits of this election. Watch closely as Elon Musk and others put in their influence with the president-elect and who they actually wind up fighting for in the end.
Yeah, I think, at least for me, Laura, one of the things that I want to see is who will be the largest beneficiary from whatever the baseline Tax Cuts and Jobs Act extension proposal is from both the House and the Senate side. Laura, let me ask you, we've got just a little bit of time left. Can you paint a picture? Hey, if you're a conservative and you believe in the conservative policy proposal, paint a picture of what Mike Johnson might do that actually shows fidelity to the campaign promises, right? More fidelity to the middle and working class versus, you know, whatever we might end up seeing. What's the best case scenario? Like, paint that picture so that we can draw a contrast if he can't fulfill that promise.
Best case scenario would be actual significant tax cuts for the middle class being paid for by the upper 1%. These people would not notice when their taxes right. go up. These are people who, you know, it's a rounding error for them if they got their taxes hiked just enough to give real people a cut. And so that I think would be fantastic. I also think protecting the subsidies for the ACA, that's yes. going to be on the table. That's going to be really important. So again, in a perfect world, he would, you know, be protecting that because that is something that the middle class very much takes advantage of. And if you take that away, those are the people that are going to suffer.
Yeah, I would definitely say keep your eye on the ACA. Scrap the cap. Everybody, keep your eyeballs on Social Security, Medicare, and Medicaid. Something that we often forget is every dollar over $160,000 is not subject to additional Social Security tax. So if they want to talk about ensuring that Social Security is solvent, the way to do that is not to give billionaires more tax cuts. The way to do that isn't to gut Social Security or deny the benefits earned by people that they are entitled to. It's to scrap the cap and tax all of the income that people earn. For the purposes of ensuring the longevity of Social Security and our promises to American workers. My biggest thanks to Laura Rodriguez, helping me ring in the new year with each and every one of you. She's with the Center for American Progress Action Fund. I look forward to talking with you again soon. Laura, coming up next, I'm joined by Dom Salvia. We're going to dig back into J6, maybe talk about the WAPO spiking a political cartoon and that cartoonist quitting as a result. Stay tuned.